10,184, Pines at Seaford Community Association, Inc., east of Road 530, 350 feet south of Cedar Lane within Pines at Seaford. A special use exception for a directional sign, a variance from a separation requirement, a variance from a square footage requirement, and a variance from front yard and corner setback requirements.
Do you swear affirm the testimony about to give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Hello.
Good evening.
I'm Erica Gurdon. I'm with Lingam & Norman. We are the management company for the Pines at Seaford, and we're here to request the variance for the special use exception for a community entrance sign. Currently, Gemcraft has a sign in the exact same location, letting everyone know that it's a Gemcraft community and that they have sales in that property. Gemcraft has given the community funds to replace that sign with an entrance monument of their choice, and that's what we would like to do.
You can take them one at a time, gentlemen, if you want to.
Yeah.
Can't read them there. He needs a special exception for directional sign, first of all. Then 180.2 of a foot variance from the 300-foot requirement separation.
Okay.
Then they're requesting a variance of 6 square feet per side for the directional sign. They're requesting a 1 foot variance from the five foot setback and 19 feet from the 25-foot corner setback requirement. Is that the way you understand it also?
Oh, that's the way I understand it.
You need a lot.
Need quite a few of them. Okay.
What is that, an ingress that makes it 4 foot?
How far again was that from the 300 feet between the
dwelling?
184.2.
180?
184.
You need 184.
There's a house right on the lot next to it.
Yeah.
The community is set back pretty far off the road. We'd like it so that, you know, visitors, guests, emergency equipment can come into the community and see it because it's very far set off.
Just down the road, there's River's End. Just down the road, there's the entrance to River's End, which is...
Speaking of River's Edge, that sign is lit, and we would like to have the option of lighting our sign with a solar panel as well.
Okay. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Who's building the sign?
Who's building the sign?
No, I'm just joking.
Well, yeah, I want to ask that too. Building it?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, and because of the ingress, it's a minimum of such because it sets back so far. Unique because it's the property sitting so far from the road. Make a motion we approve case number 10,184 as requested.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,184 as requested. Are there any questions? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All those in opposition, carries. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.